Welcome to this cast from Global Integration. In this series, we'll share our ideas on what is different about working in large, complex, matrix and virtual organisations. These ideas come from our work with over 300 major multinationals and delivering over 100,000 participant days of training in over 40 countries. If you apply these practical ideas, you can make your team or organisation faster, less expensive to run, and more satisfying to work in. You can find out more about us at globalintegration.com or our blog lifeinamatrix.com. In this episode, I'll be talking to Kevin Hall, CEO of Global Integration and author of the book Speed Lead about global accounts management, why companies introduce global accounts, and the challenges of managing people and customers in this complex matrix type of organisation. Kevin, why do companies introduce global account structures?
Well, it can be either what I'd call offensive, to capture more sales or serve a large global accounts customer better, or it could be defensive, in response to a global customer request or a challenge.
What sort of challenges do you mean?
Well, as global customers become more integrated themselves, they may realise for the first time the true scale of their global business with you. Or they may spot different pricing or different service levels in different geographies and want to use that to renegotiate. And global customers, of course, are often the high-profile ones, the trophy accounts, and they know it. So they're always going to be looking for a lower price and a better service.
How do I decide whether a customer should be a global account or not?
It's a good question. Just being big and present around the world is not enough. To qualify as a global account, a customer needs three things. First, it needs to have global needs that are shared across the world. Second, they need a global structure to recognise this. And thirdly, they need a way to coordinate purchasing globally so they can buy from you globally too. Our experience with a number of companies is that there may be a common need for what we do, but there's very often not a structure or a way of purchasing from us. We even have some customers who are so resistant to their own headquarters that to be selected as a global supplier is a kiss of death for working with them in any of their local countries. So from a global account management point of view, you need to understand really why your customer wants to be global. And you also need to understand why your own organisation wants to be global. Where does a global service from you really add value to customers and to their customers in turn? And you need to keep your eyes on these customers. Their strategy can change. And if one of your customers go global, then they may expect their suppliers to follow fast.
Do you think more organisations are expecting global supply these days?
I think there is a general trend towards tighter supply chain integration and an increasing professionalism in the purchasing function. In general, particularly in strategic areas, global accounts are looking for fewer and more strategic partners around the world.
So what does a global account manager actually do?
Well, the first thing to say is that global accounts are a major step up in complexity from national account management. It goes without saying that developing value for the client, managing the relationship and service levels remains essential. And in that way, it's similar to a national account or a key account management role. But now we have a lot of additional organisational complexity and the need to manage across distance, across cultures, across time zones, working through technology and working in complex matrix organisation structures. The global account manager can be sandwiched between the immovable object and the irresistible force. The customer is large, complex, geographically dispersed and diverse. They expect global scale to win them more competitive pricing and better service. Meanwhile, senior managers in the global account manager's own company expect their investment in global accounts to yield higher revenues and margins. It's very likely someone's going to be disappointed.
Well, it sounds like a difficult place to be.
Yes, but it's also high profile and visible, and a great place to learn general management skills. This dual-facing global role, outward to the customer and inward to the organisation, needs a number of new skills. I think probably the most important is coping with organisational complexity. Large global companies and suppliers are very complex themselves. They're multinational, they operate across time zones, etc. And the global account manager needs to understand how both organisations work and how he can add value. And global customers don't care about your limitations, the issues in your organisation structure. All they care about is how it adds value for them. So They may, for example, want to have a single point of contact, but you need multiple points of engagement around the world in your own organization and in their organization to make it work. So we need to manage that complexity. Secondly, they need to master the skills of matrix and virtual working. The global account manager needs to be able to reach out and mobilize resources in both organizations to get things done. They need to form and reform virtual and matrix teams and to influence both organizations. And very often, using the skills of influence to mobilize their own internal functions, like marketing and R&D, can be harder than influencing the customer. The third skill that global account managers need is the ability to manage everyday dilemmas. By definition, the global account manager is constantly driving the debate on what should be global and what local. And there is no fixed answer to that. It will change over time. They experience divided loyalties. They're pulled in different directions, a loyalty to the customer and a loyalty to their own organization. So the ability to manage these competing priorities is the hallmark of a good global account manager. Fourthly, they need to be able to overcome corporate and national cultural differences. Someone once said, "I will sell to you in your own language, but I'll buy from you in mine." Global account managers need to be adept at understanding the national and corporate cultures involved. They need to be able to diagnose, understand, map, and bridge those differences in order to improve service to the customer. And they also need a framework to explain the issues to their own organization, which may be even more difficult. At the end of the day, the power in a sales relationship is with the customer, so the selling organization may have to adapt the most. As an example, we worked with an Asian chemical additive company trying to sell to a US multinational. When we mapped their respective corporate cultures, the biggest gap was between the Asian reliance on relationships and the US preference for processes. One of the participants observed, "Is that why they never come to our golf days?" In reality, the company had a policy against accepting any kind of corporate hospitality, and their preferred buying method was reverse blind internet auction. So a relationship-based selling was never going to work.
So how do you train a global account manager to do all this?
Traditionally, the emphasis has been on sales and service capability, and quite logically, companies tend to select from their successful national account and strategic account managers. But it's a sharp step up in complexity, as we've seen. And not everyone wants the complexity, time, and usually increased travel involved. We're not specialists in the sales techniques involved, but we are increasingly being asked to train global account managers and global account teams in the skills of running complex, matrix, virtual, and cross-cultural teams within their own organization and also incorporating the customer.
What do you think is the future for global accounts?
I think it will become an increasingly important role and more common as companies globalize. In some of our clients, the global accounts function is becoming a business unit with its own horizontal organization and profit and loss, cutting across the traditional vertical, functional, and geographic silos. Global accounts will increasingly have control over their own IT systems that provide information and visibility in the format that they need. Compensation schemes will need to recognize both the global and the local in a more flexible way. Given this, I expect global accounts to be among the highest profile roles in sales and marketing, which will then tend to attract even better people into these roles and into the function. What we need to do is to make sure we build the capability to cope with their new roles fast. These are not roles where we can afford the time and cost of learning by expensive trial and error.
Thank you, Kevin. It sounds like the future's bright for those global account managers who can master the complexity of the role. Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And remember, all of the value of these ideas come from their implementation. Just give a couple of these ideas a try and see if they work for you. You can find out more from Kevin's book, Speed Lead: Faster, Simpler Ways to Manage People, Projects and Teams in Complex Companies. You can join the debate, ask questions or add comments about this podcast at our blog, www.lifeinamatrix.com. And finally, you can see more about global integration, download free articles, or contact us about our consulting and training services at www.globalintegration.com.